It's 7:43 on this West Virginia morning. I'm Xander Alloy. An update this morning about the Justice family's delinquent taxes.
He's made it abundantly clear that there's no way we're going to not fully meet and satisfy these obligations.
That story in just a moment. This West Virginia morning, I'm Xander Alloy. A former West Virginia Supreme Court justice at the center of an impeachment scandal has reported to federal prison for his 2-year sentence. The Bureau of Prisons says Alan Loffrey reported to a South Carolina prison on Friday. Loffrey was sentenced earlier this year after being found guilty on charges including mail and wire fraud connected to his personal use of state cars and fuel cards. Loffrey has repeatedly denied benefiting personally from these trips he took when he became a justice in 2013. His lawyer declined to comment Friday. A federal judge said Loffrey showed no remorse. An Ohio Valley resource analysis of federal mine safety data shows that companies belonging to the family of West Virginia Governor Jim Justice owe $4.3 million in unpaid mine safety violations. That's far more than the companies owed when Justice ran for governor in 2016, when he pledged to make good on such debts. As Brittany Patterson reports, the Justice companies continue to have the highest unpaid mine safety debt in the nation.
Unpaid mine safety violations have been a chronic problem for the Justice companies. In 2014, an NPR investigation showed Justice companies owed just under $2 million in delinquent mine safety penalties. Justice's top mining executive at the time, Tom Lusk, told NPR Justice was taking care of it.
He's made it abundantly clear that there's no way we're going to not fully meet and satisfy these obligations.
By 2016, when Jim Justice was running for governor, a follow-up investigation showed that the company's debt had climbed to $2.6 million, making the Justice companies the nation's top delinquents in unpaid mine safety fines. At a rally announcing his gubernatorial bid, Justice said it would be handled.
When it all really boils right down to it, we're taking care of them. We'll absolutely, you know, make sure that every one of them are taken care of.
But the new data analysis by the resource shows that more than 4 years after that initial investigation, Justice companies, now mainly controlled by the governor's children, James Justice III and Jillian Justice, have not significantly paid down their debt. Instead, as of the end of 2018, the Justice company's debt had ballooned to $4.3 million. That's according to data from the Mine Safety and Health Administration, or MSHA, which was obtained by NPR using a Freedom of Information Act lawsuit. The resource analyzed that data and found a mix of new delinquent penalties and mounting interest on old debts. Justice companies are once again the top delinquents in the U.S. mining industry. In fact, their debt accounts for almost 10% of all delinquent fines owed to MSHA.
The repetition of this particular company and the repetition of this particular family in this category speaks volumes about their utter disregard for the laws of the land and for their miners.
Davitt McAteer ran MSHA during the Clinton administration. He fears the Justice company's behavior sends a bad message to the rest of the mining industry in Appalachia.
The signal that sends to the whole state and, in fact, the region or the coal industry, is that this is a person who has utter disregard for the agencies, for the people who do enforcement, and for their employees, that mostly that's the ones that are at risk. You don't see the Justice family members at risk. You see miners at risk.
Safety risk can be measured in many ways. For example, federal data show that underground coal mines with delinquent debt for safety violations have injury rates 31% higher than in mines that pay their safety fines. Injury rates at delinquent Justice company mines, however, fall close to the national average. But while delinquent, from 2009 to 2019, Justice Mines had more than 5,500 violations for things like failing to maintain equipment, accumulation of combustible materials, and failure to develop and follow ventilation plans. 9 violations were for conditions that regulators say placed minors in, quote, imminent danger of death or serious physical harm. The justice companies referred questions to Lexington, Kentucky attorney Richard Getty. In a written statement, Getty said the accident and incident rates for the active justice minds are, quote, very favorable. But West Virginia University environmental law professor Pat McGinley says it's important to remember why federal mine regulators give out fines in the first place.
Civil penalties are intended to deter the type of conduct by coal operators that put coal miners' lives and their health in jeopardy. And in order to be an effective deterrent to irresponsible coal operators, the civil penalty must be effective. That is to say, the coal operator has to pay the civil penalty.
It's not clear how much the justice companies have paid on the debts. A records request to MSHA revealed one settlement agreement for $1.5 million in unpaid fines, but it is not clear if the amount was paid. In his statement, the justice company's attorney Getty confirmed that MSHA has assessed $4.3 million in fines to the company, but said, quote, the justice group vehemently denies responsibility for this total, end quote. Getty said the companies are in negotiation with MSHA over the debts. However, MSHA disputes both those claims. MSHA officials declined a request for an interview for this story. Instead, the agency issued a statement saying, quote, MSHA stands by its assessment of fines and penalties for the justice companies. We are not currently involved in negotiations with the justice group, end quote. The governor's office declined to comment. For the Ohio Valley Resource, I'm Brittany Patterson.
The Ohio Valley Resource is made possible by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and West Virginia Public Broadcasting. West Virginia Morning is a production of West Virginia Public Broadcasting, which is solely responsible for its content. You can keep up with the latest West Virginia news throughout the day on our website, wvpublic.org. Support for our news bureaus comes from West Virginia University, Concord University, and Shepherd University. West Virginia Morning is produced with help from Caitlin Tan, Jessica Lilly, Kara Lofton, Liz McCormick, Dave Mistich, Brittany Patterson, and Roxy Todd. Our news director is Jesse Wright. Our producer is Glennis Board. I'm Xander Alloway.